Hey everybody, I'm Steve. I'm with Jim Connor, America's banjo man who's traveled around the world over the past 30, 40 years playing his wonderful banjo. And how are you today, Jim?
Oh, just fine. It's a beautiful day down here in Sand Mountain. Got a few clouds in the sky, blue sky, but we're having a good time. It's good old crop growing weather down here.
Yeah, I heard. Hey, I heard a rumor, and I want you to tell me a little about if this is true or false. Okay, did your banjo get stolen? And what happened? Is that a true story?
Yeah, I had this banjo. It's a Vega Vox Deluxe. It's one of the last ones they made in 1969. It's custom made. They're one of a kind because I had some design. Things to it that I asked for them, and I sent them the designs, and they put it in this banjo. I put a White Lady tone ring in a Vega Vox pot and extended the neck one fret, and it's gold plated, and it's a unique banjo. And I had it ordered in 1969 and got it, and then 1 year later, as I was coming through New York City, stopped in Greenwich Village, and it was stolen.
Whoa.
I didn't realize. I was in a little Volkswagen, and it was, you know, we had a bunch of our luggage and things in the Volkswagen, and the banjo was covered, but somebody just broke in there and grabbed the banjo and our suitcase and clothing and stuff, and it was gone. And I called the police. Well, actually, the police were patrolling, and I went over and stopped them. I said, my car's been broken. I, you know, reported it, and they came over and looked, and I thought they were making a report. But anyway, I remember the sergeant said, hey, if you wait a couple of days and just go down to Second Avenue and peruse all the pawn shops down there, you'll probably find that banjo.
Uh-huh.
That's normally what they do. But we couldn't stay, and we had to go down and play in South Carolina. We had a day to get there, so the group borrowed a banjo from a music store down in South Carolina, at the University of South Carolina, where we were going to play, and we played with borrowed instruments, and then we bought new instruments. But it was gone, and I never heard from it, and 35 years later...
35?
Yeah. It was stolen in the year 2000, and it came back in 2005.
What?
It was stolen, wait a minute, what am I saying? It was stolen in 1970, and it came back in 2005.
Wait a minute.
5 years later.
Did the person who returned it, was that the person who stole it? What, did they have like a guilty conscience and said, I've got to get the... Well,
I think the family that stole it, it was a street gang of New York people. You know, they're full of street gangs. That's the worst crime city in the world.
Gotcha.
And break it into things. If they see a car that's from out of state, they'll just break in it because they'll, local cars in New York, nobody leaves anything in the car, but out of state people don't understand that.
That was back in the 70s, right? Or late 60s, 70s?
It was stolen in 1970.
Gotcha.
And it came back in 2005. What happened is a friend of mine in 2005 called me and said, your banjo's on eBay. And I said, no, it's not. I had another one made. It's sitting right here by the piano. And he said, no, the one that was stolen 30-something years ago. And I said, really? And I pulled it up on the eBay, and there it was.
Wow.
A picture of it. And it looked like it hadn't even been used. And I got in touch with our local sheriff. I got in touch with the sheriff in New York, or he did. And we stopped the sale, and we got the banjo back. It took some elaborate doing and negotiating to get the banjo back. But I got it back 35 years later, and that's the story. And
that's great. So the New York police, they helped you get your banjo back.
Well, they kind of did. The officer that I talked to at the time of the theft did not report a regular theft report, because we tried to get, we got in touch with the archives of the New York Police Department, but the archives couldn't find the report. And they said, told me they didn't figure he made a report, because he said a lot of street crime, you tell the officer about it, but it's not, I don't know if you had to do something kind of official to get a report. But what happened is my lawyer from my publishing company, John Dippers, was publishing my, John Dippers publisher, Milt Oak and Cherry Lane Music. He got in touch with the police, and they said, he got in touch with their lawyers, I'm sorry, not their police, who represent Milt Oaken's publishing company and my publishing of my song, Grandma's Featherbed, and other songs. And they said, we'll send a lawyer up to Bronx. It was in the Bronx that the guy lived that had it. We got to go to Bronx court and file a theft report. The police will confiscate the piece of article. They will put it in the evidence room, and then the court will assign a hearing about, it'll be 60 to 90 days later, and then we'll have to send another or maybe the same lawyer up to the court to represent you, and we'll probably get it back. He used the term probably, and he said, we've gotten in touch with the fellow who has it on eBay, and they say that they've had it for 30-something years. They're going to fight it back for rights of possession.
Are you kidding me? They steal it, and then they think they have rights. Oh, my goodness.
Well, they've had it, and they said apparently nobody's looked for it for 35 years. But the thing about it was the police report had not been filed, and we couldn't find it, or the archives couldn't find it. Anyway, here was the thing, Steve. Lawyers in New York are kind of expensive, and my lawyers had worked with me in publishing with Milt Oaken, and I said to the lawyer, he called me and we talked, and he said, it'll cost about $5,000 to send a lawyer from from the area near Greenwich Village, where our office is, all the way up to Bronx Court and back, and it'll take all day, basically, and so it'll be about $5,000, and I said, $5,000, it sounds like a lot. Listen, we're a client of you, don't we get a discount? He said, that is with the discount.
Oh, my goodness.
We usually we charge $1,000 an hour. We're only charging you $500 an hour, and so then he said, we'll have to go back. And when they have the court hearing, 60 to 90 days later, it'll be another $5,000. You got to figure that probably cost you $12,000 or $15,000. But he said they're going to fight it by rights of possession. That's what they said. But we'll probably get it back. And I said, probably, isn't it for sure I'll get back? And he said, things are never sure when there's not a police report. But I had the original bill of sale. I had letters from the Keatson Trio that I was working with at the time, that they knew that I owned the banjo, and I had, you know, these personal witnesses, but you never know about a court. So our lawyer, myself, and with the help of the lawyer, I got in touch with the guy who had the banjo. It was the son of a retired New Yorker who apparently had been in this gang that broke into the car and stole it, and I was negotiating with him. He was selling it for his father, and he said, when I was about 6 years old, Daddy showed me this banjo and said he bought it in a used furniture store for $100, and so beautiful, you think, $100, anybody would know it. Oh, well, anyway, he said, he put it in his closet in his apartment there in Harlem, and he told me, this is what this is, and don't you ever touch it. And he said, I didn't see it for 30-something years till a few months ago. He took it out and gave it to me to sell it on eBay. And That was it. And when I got it back, it looked like it had never been used or played or anything. And that's right. But so what happened is Milt Okun negotiated with them. They wanted to sell it for $9,000. They got some estimate somewhere. And Milt said, what would you take for it right off? Because you know this guy, it owns this banjo. He's got the bill of sale from Vega Company, and he's got witnesses, and it's going to cost you thousands and thousands of dollars to defend yourself in court with this rights of possessions defense, and we'll just and it's going to cost us thousands and thousands to have a lawyer represent us. So what'll you just take for it and save us all money? And they said $5,000. So Milt gave me the $5,000, and I met the guy in a motel halfway from New York and halfway from where I was living in Virginia at the time. And we met in Maryland at a Marriott a motel in the coffee shop, and he brought the banjo in and opened it on the table, and it looked like it had never even been used. And I gave him the $5,000, and I got the banjo.
What a story.
Yeah, that's a story.
And that was after some 30 years.
Yeah.
And the nerve of that guy to charge you $5,000 after. Now, was this the guy who stole it, or did he somehow get possession of it somehow after somebody else stole it?
He was in his 40s. He was the son of the fellow who owned it, who had retired recently and had been a business and a school janitor. And he he was retiring, and he was obviously in the gang that had broken into the stole it, and his son was selling it for it. And the son was nice. He was nicely dressed and had a coat and suit and tie on and everything, and came to the motel, and we met him in the parking lot. And, I mean, no, we met him in the coffee shop.
What a story.
We had a nice conversation, and he said, tell me all about the banjo. And I told him how I'd had it designed and made by Vega and all this sort of thing.
But he still took the money from you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad.
Well, if we had to fight it in court.
Sure.
The estimate already was $12,000 to $15,000 it was going to cost me. So just paying $5,000 was a bargain.
Now, that's the same banjo that you decorated the front end of the skin. Yeah. And, yeah, that's a beautiful banjo.
Yeah, I wow. Banjo skin, I draw them with magic markers and all. So
yeah. What a story. I tell you, you know, that's a great story. So now we've confirmed that the story is true. And directly from Jim's mouth to your ears, you heard it directly here today, the story behind Jim's beloved banjo. Hey, Jim, if you don't mind, I'd like to call you now and then and hear some more stories if you're up to it. Is that okay?
You'd be welcome to, man.
All right.
Enjoy telling stories myself.
All right. Well, you have a great day. Thank you for sharing that today, Jim. You have a blessed day.
All right. You do too.
All right. Bye now.
Bye now.
Now, let's see if that worked out. Hold on. Let's see. Boy, I hope so. That was some good stuff.
Well, you do that. Cindy's calling me. She's from...